Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to talk to Governor Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey, now an ABC News political and legal contributor, and the author of a best-selling book, Republican Rescue, Saving the Party from Truth Deniers, Conspiracy Theorists, and the Dangerous Policies of Joe Biden. Chris Christie is one of those people who's talking about issues that really matter. There was a piece by Yuval Levin that I shared with you that talks about the reason that our elections seem so stale is that both parties are used to very, very close elections. They go back to trying to rally the base, not to persuade people of anything. And the reason they can't and don't is because they're not addressing the questions that really matter to Americans in the terms of where we live. Governor Christie, apparently you basically made a trip up to New Hampshire recently.
For the spring weather to enjoy
the change of season?
I went up at the invitation of the New England Business Council for a program they call Politics and Eggs at St. Anselm's College in Manchester. Got to speak a bit about where our party and our country are right now, and it was a good event. And when I went later that evening to be interviewed by David Gergen at the Kennedy School in Boston that evening, so it was a full day in New England, and I thought we had a good conversation both up in Manchester and later on in Boston.
Okay, one of the headlines said that you spoke, I believe it was in New Hampshire, about praise of Putin. You weren't offering praise of Putin, were you?
No, I was criticizing those who have praised Putin and talking about how dangerous it is, because those words are used by the Russian media to prop Putin up and to diminish the impact of the denouncing that has been happening around the world of Vladimir Putin personally and of his policies. And for those who said, and particularly the former president, who said, you know, he was a genius and very savvy for invading Ukraine, I think those are not only fundamentally wrong, but they're also very dangerous things to be saying at this time in our history.
Yeah, do you also know as a former president recently, and this is on camera, asked President Putin for help with finding information about Hunter Biden?
Yeah, look, this is an old way that he goes about doing things, and he'll say he was kidding, and that'll be his response when he's called on it. But, you know, what we should be focusing on is all the failings that the Biden administration is putting our country through right now. You know, 7.5% inflation, large gas prices, taking down of our domestic oil production, on and on and on the things we can talk about here. And now tapping the strategic oil reserve rather than allowing for greater domestic production of oil and natural gas. Just a series of crazy policy decisions added to the out-of-control spending, added to the fact that the president can't seem to go 2 days without sticking his foot in his mouth.
No, which is a problem for somebody who needs to be leading the free world, as the president, any president, would be called to do in this current situation. They recently had a gathering in Jacksonville with members of Congress on the Republican side trying to put together an agenda that would be the equivalent of the old contract with America. It's called a commitment to America. Marjorie Taylor Greene participated in that meeting. I assume you didn't. You're not a Republican member of Congress.
I did not.
Any member of Congress, right. Marjorie Taylor Greene had this to say about the top priorities she believes Republicans should follow when they take control of the House. Listen, and we'll get a reaction from Chris Christie.
This next 2 years, we want to focus on investigations. We want to dig into Hunter Biden's laptop. We want to go into Dr. Anthony Fauci and find out what did they fund, what did they know, and what is COVID-19 and its origins.
Do you think those should be top priorities when the Republicans take the House of Representatives?
I think the top priority should be trying to do things to ramp up our domestic oil production, to bring the price of gasoline down for everyday Americans. I think we should be working on trying to trim back this government spending to try to lower inflation, make it more affordable for people to go to the supermarket and buy food for their family. And I think we should work on rebuilding our nation's military so that we're ready to take on the challenges going forward and sending some very clear messages to China as well as Russia about what our intent is going forward. But look, we shouldn't. No one, I don't think, should be spending any time listening to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Thankfully, she's just one of 435 members of Congress. The people of her congressional district have the right to send her. That's their choice. But it doesn't mean we have to listen to her sophistry.
Right. It seems to me that, I don't know, maybe people on all sides can agree on one thing, which is that government by investigation or politics trying to find scandal above everything else, it just hasn't worked out too well in any recent administration. In terms of that idea of bringing Americans more together for common purpose, do you think that the people who have advised President Biden, including a lot of people on the Democratic side, to take on some more Republicans into the administration, so it at least gets that point of view, getting ready to work with a new Congress, do you think that's a good idea?
Look, it's a good idea only if he will listen to them and giving them meaningful opportunity to advise and counsel them. Now, if we're just going to put in showtime Republicans to say, look at me, I'm bipartisan, I have a couple Republicans in the administration, then don't bother. We've seen that show before. We've seen, Democrats put Republicans in as Secretary of Transportation, and say, okay, see, I've got a Republican, whether it was Ray Hood, and George W. Bush did it in the other way with Norman Mineta in the Secretary of Transportation. So, Michael, to me, what the American people really need is substantive cooperation and people standing up for the things that are important for the American people around their kitchen table every night for their children and putting choice back into education for parents. Those are the things we should be working on. If Joe Biden wants to listen to Republicans on those issues, sure, I'd be all in favor of him putting some in his administration, but not if they're just going to be show ponies. They have to be workhorses.
Governor, can you stay for a few more moments? I have
Absolutely. One
question that maybe you might want to think about, in fact, as we're going to a break before we get to it. And the question has to do with the nominated Supreme Court Justice, Ketanji Brown Jackson. It now looks like Susan Collins is the only Republican who so far has expressed support for her, but that's enough to virtually assure her confirmation. What do you say? Would you advise Republicans to back her or not?
Oh, look, my view on it is that, each one of those senators should make their own call. For me, there's no doubt in my mind that she is a competent and qualified judge. I was, though, Michael, very concerned about some of the answers that she gave, or more frankly, refused to give. We all understand that potential justices shouldn't give answers to questions on matters that may come before the court. But she refused to even really delve into decisions that she made as a district court judge. And as a former prosecutor, I was very concerned about the sentencing decisions that she made on the child pornography cases that came before her. And I think that that's something that would concern the American people, too.
We will be right back with Chris Christie, and we'll also ask him another uncomfortable question. The New York Post spotted him having lunch with a suspicious character. Or is Andrew Cuomo really a suspicious character? We'll get to that and more with Chris Christie.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved Show, one of the most amazing stories that has not gotten the kind of coverage I thought it would get, not outside the New York metropolitan area anyway, has been the talk about a comeback for Governor Andrew Cuomo, who had to resign under pressure because of charges against him in terms of his dealing with various women, including women who worked for the state of New York. Chris Christie was spotted having lunch in Manhattan with Governor Cuomo, two former governors. I understand that you are friendly. Do you have to say, Governor Christie, concerning, first of all, the coverage of your lunch, my lunch with Andrew, and the prospect of a comeback for Governor Cuomo?
Well, Governor Cuomo and I, as you know, worked side by side for 7 years because we're neighbors, and we share the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey together, and we worked well together for 7 years, got a lot of big projects done. For the people of New York and New Jersey from an infrastructure perspective, the Bayonne Bridge, the LaGuardia Airport. So a lot of good things that we needed to get done and got done. I hadn't seen Andrew since COVID started back in March of 2020. So it had been just about 2 years since we had seen each other. We went and had lunch and we had a good conversation, about what's happened over the last 2 years, our families and all the rest. As far as a comeback is concerned, you know, I'll say the same thing on the air that, you know, I've said to him, which is I just think that this is not the time for an Andrew Cuomo political comeback.
Yeah, and what's amazing is, according to the polling, he's running neck and neck in the primary with Governor Hochul, so who knows?
Who knows is right.
Do you intend to make a decision about your own political future before the election of 2022?
I do not. I won't make any decision on that until after the midterm elections in 2022, probably the end of this year or the very beginning of next. These things get started earlier and earlier, and I'm not going to contribute to that and don't think I need to. So we'll wait, and we'll help others around the country on their races in the midterms. I was in Georgia yesterday, campaigning for Governor Brian Kemp in his race that he has in a primary for reelection. And so I'm going to continue to go out there and help folks who I consider to be friends and people worthy of office. And Brian Kemp is certainly one of them. And I'm going to be pulling hard for him and doing everything I can to make sure he gets renominated on May 24th.
Well, amen to that. He's running well ahead, as I understand, in the polls right now against former Senator David Perdue, who is the Trump-endorsed candidate. You had another controversial encounter recently with George Stephanopoulos on ABC, and you were debating energy independence, and George Stephanopoulos was trying to say that climate change is such an existential crisis that energy independence has to be put aside. You have any thoughts about that exchange right now and how that issue plays out politically?
Well, look, to me, I think it's ridiculous, and we're seeing how ridiculous it is. I have no problem, Michael, with us continuing to develop alternative energy forms, solar and wind. We should be using nuclear much more than we are. For instance, when I was governor of New Jersey, over 53% of our electricity every day was produced by nuclear power. I have no problem with all those things, but we cannot abandon fossil fuels. We're simply not ready for it. The technology isn't. And when we are stopping the state of North Dakota from producing 500,000 barrels a day and instead importing that 500,000 barrels a day for people like Vladimir Putin and Maduro in Venezuela and OPEC, it just seems to me that is a wrong-headed policy that doesn't do anything about climate change. It just makes America weaker economically and strategically.
Yeah, and again, I was talking to Bjorn Lomborg earlier today. What do you think is behind this obsession, which is really not shared by most Americans, about the immediate dangers of climate change?
Look, this is one of those, you know, apostolic moments for very liberal Democrats. They absolutely believe that this is something that we have to turn our entire economy on its head about. And I simply don't believe that we should, especially knowing that folks like Russia, China, and others are not doing it. They're not turning their economies upside down, quite to the contrary. So we need to continue to work to be the technological leader we are to develop alternative energy forms and get them to the point where they can have broad use. But we're not there yet. And when we're not there, we have to continue to use what we have, you know, natural gas, which is much more clean burning, then coal, for instance, can be used more extensively. And certainly we should be producing domestic oil, and we should be exporting that which we don't need to our European friends so they don't have to rely on Vladimir Putin.
And finally, there's this huge controversy going on in the state of Florida about the so-called Don't Say Gay bill and their attempts to get it declared unconstitutional. And Disney, of course, threatening basically a nationwide campaign against that bill. Where do you come down on that issue?
Well, I haven't read the bill itself, Michael, but I'll just say this. I don't believe it should be all that controversial that we shouldn't be concerning ourselves with sex education for our children in kindergarten to third grade. And it just doesn't seem to me that that should be a top priority of our schools. We should let families take care of any conversation, if it happens at all, with their children in the home and not worry about that in schools. So I don't object to the principle. I haven't read the bill, but I don't object to the idea that from kindergarten through third grade, we shouldn't be, teaching our children about sex education.
Yeah, or basically going through the whole debate about gender identity in front of kids who haven't even encountered puberty yet.
No sense, Michael, at all. No sense.
If you were to look at one priority that America faces and confronts for the immediate future that doesn't get nearly the attention it deserves, that priority would be?
Parental choice and education of our children. I know we've talked about it a bunch, but we haven't done anything about it, Michael. And I have to tell you, I'm concerned about our public education system. I'm concerned about it, especially in our urban areas. And I really believe that if parents were allowed to have more choice and make sure that regardless of their financial wherewithal, they were able to choose the place that was best for their children's education, our country would be in a much better position in terms of how we're preparing young people to be the patriots of tomorrow.
That's the author of Republican Rescue. The subtitle of Chris Christie's book is Saving the Party from Truth Deniers, Conspiracy Theorists, and the Dangerous Policies of Joe Biden. Governor, it's always a great pleasure speaking with you. Thank you for dealing with a series of wide-ranging topics having to do with my lunch with Andrew and more. We will be right back on the Medved Show with the Energy Secretary's solution for high gas prices. Yeah, Jennifer Granholm. She has a solution. What is it? Well, you'll be inspired, I'm sure. We're coming right back on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News.
President Biden is cheering the March jobs report. The economy added another 431,000 jobs last month.
Even though we created a record number of jobs, I know, that this job is not finished.
Labor Secretary Marty Walsh noted one sector is recovering very well.
Retail is not only recovered, but gone beyond what it was pre-pandemic.
Members of the Gangster Disciples Street Gang in Chicago have been named in a federal gun trafficking indictment, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Today we are announcing a superseding indictment charging 12 individuals in a conspiracy to illegally traffic over 90 guns across state lines into the city of Chicago.
Amazon workers on Staten Island have voted to unionize. Union organizer Chris Smalls.
When COVID-19 came to play, Amazon failed us. They dropped the ball. They lied to the public saying they're doing all these things. None of that was the reality of our situation.
This is USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Michael, you have the greatest show on the planet.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about high gas prices, everybody feels it, everybody worries about it, and an indication of a politician who is just profoundly out of touch, I mean completely out of touch, and there are plenty of them. But Jennifer Granholm, former governor of Michigan, who was our energy secretary, and given the fact that part of her job, one would think, is trying to keep a supply of energy, which right now is very much dependent upon fossil fuels, to keep that available and affordable for American people, has a completely different answer for the current crisis in fuel costs. This is Senator, former governor, now Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm. And yeah, cut 2.7.
One of the things that I think is a really great example of this is that if you filled up your 15-gallon tank today, you'd be paying about $62 to go 300 miles. If you plugged in an electric vehicle in your garage with your three-prong plug, yep, you'd be paying about $10. So $10 versus $62, that's $50 you're saving every time you fill up. That's a huge savings for real people.
Okay, but for real people, have you looked at the prices of some of those electrical offers? And really, should it be the job of the government to pay extra money so people can get an electric vehicle? And look, one of the things about the auto industry that you ought to be fairly sensitive to is they are shifting over. All of them are in entering the competition for electric production. It should bring the cost down to some extent. But when you're talking about 40,000, 50,000, 60,000 and more cars, in terms of dollar costs, this is very nice to say to Americans, gosh, you can save money on gas, by spending a lot more money in getting electric vehicles. It probably is the wave of the future, but I think it's a way of dodging what the present calls upon us to deal with in terms of some very real difficulties. There's also Nancy Pelosi, who knows exactly who to blame for the high fuel prices. This is clip 2.5.
Of course, we had the Putin price hike at the pump, and it is something that has to be addressed. The price of oil and gasoline, gas at the pump started going up when he started circling Ukraine and Kyiv, and it is, well, even before he went in, but as he showed his intentions. But it's beyond that, too. There is very interest in our caucus in stopping price gouging on the part of the industry. It's about passing on whatever we might pass to alleviate the price at the pump to the consumer.
Okay, not particularly coherent, and nor is President Biden's effort. He has announced his historic oil reserve reliefs, but why do that before you actually do what you can to encourage pipelines and more domestic supply? I mean, the United States has made over recent years a tremendous progress in terms of energy independence, which always was a big goal for this country. And right now, at a time when we desperately do need more supply to bring down the cost of energy, why is this a good time to attack the energy companies that are supposed to provide that? This is clip 14 from the President of the United States.
Some companies have been pretty blunt. They don't want to increase supply because Putin's price hike means higher profits. One CEO even acknowledged that they don't care if the price of a barrel of oil goes to $200 a barrel. They're not going to step up the production. I say enough. Enough of lavishing excessive profits on investors and payouts and buybacks when the American people are watching. The world is watching. U.S. oil companies made nearly $80 billion in profit last year. And this year, those profits are expected to continue to soar. This is the time, not the time, to sit on record profits. It's time to step up for the good of your country, the good of the world, to invest in immediate production that we need to respond to Vladimir Putin, to provide some relief for your customers, not investors and executives.
Okay. Again, when you actually looked at the behavior of some of the American energy companies that pulled out investments from Russia, that actually are trying to support federal policy. In other words, rather than, quote, jawboning and blaming oil companies for price gouging, for responding to the international cost of a barrel of petroleum, how could they not respond? And wasn't the administration policy very clearly before this rise in the gas price at the pump to actually have that kind of rise, to discourage the use of traditional energy sources, I mean fossil fuels? The idea here that this is a good thing, rather than sitting down together with the people who are the heads of these leading energy companies and maybe working on some of this progress together, wouldn't that be a more worthwhile pursuit? And then there is this. There's the former Disney CEO, whose name is Bob Iger. Of course, he commented on Florida's parental rights bill, the so-called Don't Say Gay bill, which is a completely misleading and wrong title. He suggested that the issue is more and bigger and more substantial and impassioned than we even expected. This is Bob Iger, former Disney CEO, clip 5.
A lot of these issues are not necessarily political. It's about right and wrong.
So I happen to feel, and I tweeted an opinion about the Don't Say Gay bill in Florida. To me, it wasn't politics. It was what is right and what is wrong. And that just seemed wrong. It seemed potentially harmful to kids. When you're dealing with right and wrong, or when you're dealing with something that does have a profound impact on your business, then I just think you'd have to do what is right and not worry about the potential backlash to it.
Okay. This is right and wrong. Do you think most Americans believe that planting questions about gender identity in five-year-olds, in kindergartners, and six-year-olds, that is right or necessary? And this goes to the comment by Amy Schneider, who is the Jeopardy champ, the first transgender Jeopardy stamp. She visited with the White House and expressed her worries to the president. Listen, this is clip six.
Do you want to comment about the bills you've seen around the nation?
They're really scary, and some of them in particular that are denying medical services to trans youth, those are life-saving medical treatments, and they will, you know, these bills will cause the deaths of children, and that's really sad to me, and it's really frightening.
Okay, this is outrageous, because you're talking about federal funding of prepubescent young children getting various hormone blockers and various treatments that are very controversial. And the idea that this is going to cause the death of children, this notion that this is such a wonderful therapy that people have worked out to support, even on very young ages, gender dysphoria being dealt with, as the comments that we heard from Great Britain. The idea that this is all settled science and it's a normal and it's all based on bigotry, I mean, it goes against every article of common sense. Sometimes it goes against common sense to even consider new movies that are coming out, but there's one at least that's...
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Feels amazing that this week is almost finished, coming into Sabbath, coming into a weekend, and that means a week after the slap heard around the world. And isn't it wonderful that we don't have to be too concerned about that? Will Smith still has to be, because if anything is clear, it's that that particular issue does not appear to be showing a lot of support for his emotional outburst. And especially with news that the police department in L.A. said that they wanted to arrest him, but Oscar officials and Chris Rock prevented them from doing so. I'm sure there will be further conversation and maybe even some more revelations about that incident seen by so many billions of people, literally, or unseen, since they bought some of the coverage. We'll get to more on that next week, I am certain. But this week, there are two new movies, one that is just released now streaming everywhere, which already earned about $400 million, yeah, and the other one, a new family-friendly film that's available on Disney+. Let's go first to Sing 2. Sing 2 was a big successor to the first Sing, and that's a story where a group of oddly assorted animals, very animated animals, voiced by people like Matthew McConaughey and Reese Witherspoon and others, are taking place in a singing competition to save a theater that is threatened. The proprietor of the theater is a koala bear, voiced by Matthew McConaughey. Well, Sing 2, that same group of characters, are trying to take their show on the road for a breakthrough opportunity at a resort community that looks like Las Vegas, with big casinos and clubs, etc. And this time you have all kinds of well-known folks, including Bono. Bono plays a lion who was once a rock legend who was trying to be lured out of retirement to allow the other animals to actually have a successful show. Listen to this scenes from Sing 2.
I'll give you 3 weeks to get this show up and running.
You have no idea what you're getting into.
Whatever podunk town they crawled out of, that's where they belong.
We cannot let that bully steal our hopes and dreams.
Guts, faith, these are the things you need now.
Good evening. It is my pleasure to present to you a brand new show featuring the return of Clay Calloway. So step right up and take your seat. The journey of a lifetime is about to begin.
Okay, it may not be the journey of a lifetime, but it's a pretty mind-opening experience. I wasn't expecting much from this jukebox musical, and there are lots and lots of songs that you're kind of at the edges of consciousness that are featured in the film. But the animation is stunning. This is the same folks who have done Ice Age movies. They've done the Despicable Me series of movies, and the animation is just spectacular. One of the things that they do here is there will be scenes where a bunch of the characters are together in the same scene, and they're each reacting differently and interacting and very extraordinarily lifelike, even though they are not meant to be particularly lifelike. This is not an animated film about animals like the Lion 2 real life. The Lion King remake that tried to show the animals as more real life. These are definitely cartoon characters. It's also very funny, and the pace is breathless, and there's not much of a plot, but it's kind of intriguing. There's a bad guy casino owner, think Steve Wynn, or I don't know, some people might even think Donald Trump, who is voiced by Bobby Cannavale. You hear him there with a New York accent. The film actually works remarkably well, and it's hard to imagine anybody, even very young viewers. It's rated PG for some moments of danger, but 3 stars for Sing 2. Another movie, which is a new film. It's by written and directed by a guy who wrote a very successful a children's novel, really, about a seventh grader who can't get a part in a school play, but he can sneak away with his best friend from seventh grade. When his parents are going away for an anniversary weekend, he is supposed to be held, taken care of by his older brother. Instead, they sneak off to New York for an open audition for a new Broadway adaptation based on another Disney film, Lilo and Stitch. The film is called Better Nate Than Ever. Listen.
Forget New York. I'm just trying to survive seventh grade.
I love that you're still acting. You remind me of, like, me.
You're literally all I want to be when I grow up. Be when I... 3 weeks on Broadway, an apartment in New York.
Queens. You're 100 times funnier and quicker than I am.
I didn't know you could do all that.
Find your life. I'm theatrical.
And, again, it is about this kid, Nate, who is completely crazed by Broadway and cites Broadway and dreams of Broadway and loves musicals. And one of the things about the film is it's based upon a series of novels about Nate. One of the other sequel novels about this character is called 5-6-7 Nate. And it's very rare that you have somebody who writes these novels who is then gets the chance to write and direct a feature film like this one. This is, again, a surprising film because it's fun. And one of the things that I do think is to the credit of the movie, at an age when we're all debating about Don't Say Gay, this movie doesn't say anything about this young man being gay. And the only little hint, as some critics have pointed out, that at one point he carries a rainbow-colored rabbit's foot for good luck. But you can watch this film without even thinking about that, but I think the implication is pretty clear. The characters are deeply appealing, they're lovable, and Lisa Kudrow from Friends, of course, is on hand as an aunt of the main character who basically has kind of given her life to her Broadway dreams. And she's a heroine to him, but she looks at her sister's life, that's his mother, the main character's mother, with more admiration. It's, if anything, full of some kind of wholesome and touching pro-family messages. And it clearly set up for sequels. One other thing about the film is there's his best friend, who is not his girlfriend, though she might want to be, but his best friend is a young black girl, and she lives in a big luxurious house. Her family is very well-to-do. His family is not, as more working class, which is an interesting reversal that shows what reality really is in America. No, not all black people are poor and struggling, and no, not all white people are comfortable and prosperous with extra money and white privilege. Speaking of white privilege, among every major group, there's a new poll that shows that life ratings, in other words, the way that people rate satisfactions with their own lives, have dropped to a 13-month low. Why? Anything to do about it? Also, there are big elections taking place in Hungary where the strongman, some would say almost dictator, Viktor Orban, is facing a real challenge. Why should Americans care? Well, this could indicate whether Putin's insane and cruel and criminal invasion has actually changed some of the politics, even in Eastern Europe, where Hungary would be the country in NATO, in fact, that is most sympathetic to Putin. What's going on there? We will bring you up to date. There's also Dr. Kevin Sabat. He'll be commenting, a former drug official and drug advisor to three presidents of both parties, on the vote today for marijuana legalization nationwide in the House of Representatives. I don't think it's going to make it through the Senate. Why is this going on at a time when positive drug tests among U.S. workers have hit a two-decade high? We'll get to that and to so much more when this weekend concludes in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and its alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.